Morning everyone, it's Faye from ECDP here. This is the second day of our Essex Unite programme, supporting disabled people to get back into work through training and work placements. Yesterday was the first day, it went really well. People were quite quiet, quite nervous starting off, and by the end of the day there was much excitement in the room about getting back into work, especially as the placements were revealed and people knew where they were going to be working for the next 6 weeks. This morning we've been joined by two trainers, Ollie and Ruth from Mighty, the private sector organisation who are supporting the scheme. They've got a range of activities going on in the training room, and I'm just going to go in and join the participants to find out what it is that they're up to. Okay, so I'm here with James, Jeremy and Penny. Excuse me. James, can you tell me what you're doing right now?
Right, at the moment we've been asked to fill in a graph that details our energy levels throughout the day.
Okay, and we're looking at this about how we remain focused throughout the day and how it's best to kind of keep our energy fairly middling, not too high, not too low.
That's right.
Is that right? Excellent. What else have we been doing today? We did some stuff around first impressions this morning.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about the photos we looked through and the impressions that we got from that?
We were given a series of photos and we were asked to comment on how that person, how those people looked and what we thought about those people purely from the photos that we looked at.
And we were all quite opinionated, weren't we? We came up with some pretty detailed descriptions of people that we actually knew nothing about. So
there were some varied opinions a lot of them were sort of polar opposites to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was quite interesting.
And we did the same thing with the voice as well, didn't we? We listened to two recordings. They actually both turned out to be Martin Luther King, but we didn't realise that because in one he sounded quite down and in the other it's his famous I Have a Dream speech.
That's right.
How are you enjoying the programme so far?
I'm really enjoying it. It's been really valuable so far.
Excellent. Brilliant. So you graduated a few years ago.
Yes.
And you've had kind of varying employment since then.
Yes.
And this is you're hoping to get into long-term employment after this.
Long-term employment is the goal.
Excellent. Where were you going to be doing your placement? You found out at the end of yesterday, is that right?
I've managed to work out that I'm working somewhere within the NHS. I'm not entirely sure what that will entail.
Okay.
Thus far.
But you're looking forward to it?
I'm very much looking forward to it, yes.
Excellent. And if you could have your dream job at the end of this, using all the experience you're going to gain in the next sort of 6 to 8 weeks, what would that be?
Being realistic, I'm looking for a sort of an admin job.
Mm-hmm.
So
hopefully that kind of position in the NHS is going to give you that.
Hopefully.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time. Penny, you've drawn an up and down energy diagram there. Does that reflect when you've just had lunch?
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. How have you been enjoying the programme so far? Good?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
Excellent. Well, it's really good to have you here. I'm going to go around the room and speak to some more people in a bit. I'm doing these recordings so that all our members can hear about Essex Unite and how it's going on. So thank you very much for your time, both of you. I'll speak to you later in a bit.
Thank you.
Bye.